Stephen Ward, congratulations, successful debut. When were you aware the move to the Albion was coming about?
I think it's been in the pipeline now for a couple of weeks, and it probably took a little bit longer than I would have liked and probably I would have expected. But, you know, I think there was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing between Wolves and Brighton. But, you know, I'm just happy they got there in the end, and, you know, I'm delighted to be here now.
And a terrific birthday present for you as well, because it's coming up on Tuesday.
So. Yeah, it is, yeah. No, it was a nice way. It's always nice to start with a win. And, you know, I thought the lads were excellent today. You know, from watching them last year and playing against the team, it's a team that I've admired and how they play the game. And, it's, you know, something that every footballer wants to play in, a team that likes to pass the ball and keep the ball. And I thought we'd done that at times, you know, terrifically today. So hopefully this can be the start of a good run and we can kick on from here.
You would know Keith Andrews from your international background as well. Did that have anything to do with your move or thinking that Albion was the place to come?
Not really, you know. It was funny. I knew it was in the pipeline and it was getting close. And then I seen, you know, that he had signed. So, you know, I dropped him a little text just to say that I might be on my way. But, yeah, it was nice to have a familiar face, you know, when you come in. And, as I say, the lads have made both of us welcome. And there's a bit of stick now for the couple of Irish lads that have joined.
What did you make of your new teammates today?
Yeah, I thought, you know, some of the play was outstanding. I thought first half we could have been well out of sight, and I think you probably saw that, you know, the good sizes of us in both halves. I think first half, you know, we played really good football, probably didn't take as many of our chances, but, you know, I'm sure that will come, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And then second half, when we needed to dig in, fight, scrap, and, you know, defend, I thought we'd done it really well, you know, not just the back four, but, you know, as an 11.
How disappointed were you to be released by Wolves on this loan deal?
To be honest, I had a feeling it was going to happen. You know, I've been there nearly seven years now, and you know, I've had some great times there. But, you know, I think, you know, back-to-back relegations at a club is really tough. And I think as a club, they wanted to really start again and freshen things up. And I think players that have been there a long time, you know, myself and Carl Henry, and obviously the lads who are, you know, probably the higher earners, they just felt, you know, it was the right time to make a change. And, you know, I had some great times there, and you know, I felt that I probably did need a fresh start. And as I say, I'm thankful that Brighton have given me that, and I hope I can repay their faith.
It was a mutual decision between, or an agreement between yourself and Kenny Jackett? You sat down with him, or
I think it was sort of brewing in the summer, and then I met the manager, and yeah, he was honest. You know, he said that they wanted a fresh and bring a few of the younger lads through, and you know, obviously the budget's a little bit tighter now that they're in League One, and you know, but you know, I've got a lot of good friends there, a lot of good people that I've worked with over the years, and you know, I wish them every success. But you know, I think for now my focus is about Brighton, and you know, hopefully helping the team do as well as possible and emulate and hopefully go on better than they did last year.
And I was going to come on to that, because Albion in the playoffs last season, you know what it's like to get out of the Championship with Wolves. What do the Albion need to do to make that next step?
To be honest, I think they were very unlucky not to make that step last year. You know, we played against them twice, and you know, they were a fantastic team. I think especially in the last day of the season, they played us off the park, and it was one of the reasons, you know, that I was really excited about the move, because I didn't start that day, so I got to watch them firsthand. And you know, I think I ended up coming on, and it was, you know, to play in a nice stadium like that and the way they play, it was something that every footballer wants to do. So you know, I don't think there's too much they need to do. I think if they can continue what they've done last year, and hopefully maybe, you know, they probably lacked a little bit of luck, you know, in the playoffs. But you know, there's the players here to get promoted, and as I say, if we can get back on track, especially after today, and go on a little run, then there's no reason why we can't be up there challenging.
Final question, you know how difficult it is playing under, you know, you played under a foreign coach, under Solbakken, and last year at Wolves. How difficult is it for Oscar Garcia to come into such a competitive division as the Championship?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I don't think there's any other league in the world like it, and you know, it's very competitive. But you know, the manager has us playing the way he wants to, and you know, I for one really enjoyed the way we played. You know, I think training's look very good. I know I've only trained one day, but I'm excited to get in and work with them. And you know, I did enjoy it under Stoller last year, and I thought, you know, he probably just needed a little bit more time. He was quite unlucky, especially, you know, with the changes that had happened. But you know, I think, you know, Oscar will do a great job here, and hopefully, as I say, he can continue on where the lads left off last year, and we can have a successful, you know, time together.